This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan on an open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show at 800-636-1067. So last night I did watch a couple episodes of Ozark. I know I'm late to the party.
It's okay. You can watch it at your convenience.
It's worth it. If you've got Netflix, first episode is a little slow, but then you get right into it. And then I think it just is going to get better and better. Like, I could see myself watching three or four episodes at a time.
Yeah.
I hear it's great.
I watched one in the afternoon, like lunchtime, and then I watched one with Jess in the evening. And I kind of wanted to watch another one,
I'm sure,
but I was
did.
Like, it's 10:05.
Getting sucked in now. I like it. So I thoroughly
really
enjoyed.
And it's only 10 episodes,
yeah,
so I'm not
quick.
Way behind. Like, part of me does want to give Game of Thrones a shot. I know that we've talked about it.
Yeah.
My cousin, when I was in Puerto Rico, was really pushing me on. He's like, you got to give it a shot. Forget about the stereotypes and all those type of things. But I'm so far behind there. That seems...
Yeah, that's like me catching
like
up on The Wire. It's like me doing The Night Of or making...
No, The Night Of is only 8 episodes
or
10 episodes.
It's fine. The ship has sailed for those. Not a big deal. I saw the second episode of the Navy football series. I'm telling you, that's riveting football. The fact that Valdez can come from Pasadena and the quarterback for Navy can also come from Pasadena shows you the diversity of that city. I mean, Zach Abey's silly, and well, I love Valdez, but he's no Zach Abey. He's no leader of men who's going to go and serve overseas once he's done at the Naval Academy. Sorry, Valdez, you took some shrapnel.
Yeah,
there,
I did.
Some unintended shrapnel.
All right, let's bring out some of these calls. Let's go to Scott. It's open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. We're going to hit the Skins at 7. Scott, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. Hey, love the show. Hey, wanted to know if you guys have got a chance to catch up on that 30 for 30 on the Scabskins or the Replacements and just see what your thoughts were about whether they deserve Super Bowl rings and, you know, because they had the very end of the show last,
right.
Well, I watched it last night, and they're not even listed in the alumni. They're not invited over to Skins Place. And, you know,
yeah,
they were
not
a
fair.
Vital part of
absolutely.
That season and going to the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
And really shows how they were kind of pushed aside. I just want to get your thoughts and see what you
I haven't
thought.
Seen it yet. I don't think any of us have seen it. I would be interested in it. The first thing I thought of, though, it is an interesting story.
Is this the newest one?
I think it aired
very recent.
Yeah. I feel like, man, 30 for 30, they're hitting the bottom now, right, if they're starting to do the scab guys.
Right.
But it is an interesting story, and I do think it's an interesting debate. Should they receive Super Bowl rings for what they did? Did they go 3-0? The scab guys?
I don't know. I don't remember the record. I didn't watch the special.
I think they deserve rigs.
Yeah, 3-0.
I think they deserve rigs.
I think they probably deserve something, some form of recognition.
Now, it's
they
tough
won all
because,
their games.
You know, they crossed the picket line, and I know Theismann said absolutely they deserve recognition and rings and all that, but I'm not sure he felt that same way about the guys at the time.
Right.
When they crossed the lines. But, I do like underdog stories like that, so I'd love to see them be rewarded. And they shouldn't be wiped away from history.
No, they should be recognized for what they did.
Unless I'm confused, shouldn't the team honor them because they played for the owners and the team?
Yeah, the team should not turn their back.
Who cares what the players think?
Right.
Because they're the ones that were on strike.
Right.
They did it for the team.
They actually sided with management and ownership.
Who could give them the ring?
By crossing the line.
So I you would think they'd get something.
I'd like to watch it. Now, it's funny. The first name that I think of when I think of the Scabs is always the quarterback, Ed Rupert. That's the one I always remember.
Yeah.
But I don't remember that. Was Charlie Brown one of the Scabs? He ended up playing. Like, he was one of the few guys, right? God, now you're really testing my knowledge base. But I believe he was one of the few guys that carried over And ended up having a regular career. But there weren't that many. I could be wrong.
No, Charlie Brown was on the 82 team. He caught the touchdown pass falling out of bounds from Theismann on the rollout to wrap it up.
Who were some of the guys that crossed over, though, Pete?
McEwen, the tight end.
Yeah.
McEwen. Yeah,
Craig McEwen was fabulous. He was Derek Carrier before Derek Carrier. I think Anthony Allen was the receiver you're thinking of. I'm pretty sure he hung on as well. He was terrific. Ironically, at that time, they had a great kicker who turned out to be huge in the three games, Obed Ariri, who
going
made the
deep.
Two field goals. Ted Wilson had the touchdown in the win over the Dallas Cowboys, who had Tony Dorsett, Randy White, Danny White, all those guys who had come back
across the line,
across the picket line.
Yeah.
The irony in that game, Ed Rupert got hurt. He was 1-for-2, and in comes Mr. Work Release, Tony Robinson, the quarterback from Tennessee, and saves the day 13-7 over the Dallas Cowboys.
Pete on Scabs.
All right, let's go to Dave.
Is Anthony Allen, is he coaching now?
I don't know.
Let's go to Dave.
Hey, Junkies.
Dave, what's up?
How's it going? Love this show.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, so you guys have talked a lot about, you know, how brutal the first quarter of the Redskins season is. And there's a very likely possibility we're looking at 0-4. The game after that is against the 49ers, which I anticipate us to win. But then the next four games, right, are Eagles, Cowboys, Seahawks, Vikings. If we start 0-4, do we start to root for the bottom to fall out? And that's my question to you
guys. Well, there's no root. If they're 0-4, the bottom has officially fallen out. I mean,
that's an interesting question.
No, but he's saying to get the best draft pick.
He's talking about tanking.
Yeah.
If you could tank effectively and totally tank to the bottom to assure yourself of Sam Darnold or Josh Rosen?
The answer is yes.
I would say yes.
If you could just get it, I think if you just get it in the neighborhood, you could.
Because then you just don't even deal with the Kirk Cousins nonsense. You say we're drafting.
Right, we're moving on.
That's fine to move on from Kirk, but I have a hard time with losing on purpose.
They're not going to go 1-7 in the first eight. They're just not going to do that.
Yeah, I don't think it's likely.
I mean, they might be 5-11, 6-10.
It's basically a hypothetical call.
But there are worse teams.
You guys are. They lost the first game to a division rival. They were driving to score with 12 minutes to go, and people have them 1-7.
All we're doing is embracing a worst case scenario.
Call. I know.
We're just playing the game,
and they're going to have a tough start here, regardless, because of the way the schedule is. But I still think they're going to be competitive. I still think they have weapons on offense.
That's what I'm saying. But if they did start 0-4, are you rooting for 0-8?
I never. I'm always anti-tank.
All right.
I hate it.
You think people are critical now of Kirk? Imagine if they're 0-4.
That's fine. The best thing, I've resigned myself to this the other day. He needs to go somewhere else. It's never going to work here. And it's annoying me, and it's annoying the fan base. It's annoying everyone. So he needs to go somewhere. I like him. And I think you can win with him. So let him go with McVay or Kyle or somebody and have a great career and make a ton of dough. It's never going to work here unless he wins a Super Bowl because it'll never be good enough for folks.
I'm not anti-tank. And let me ask you this. I know you've always been anti-tank.
Always.
And it hasn't come up this way. But pretend you were the Cleveland Cavaliers the year that LeBron James is coming out. And you know LeBron James is a game changer.
I know.
Would you rather get an extra win so you end up having the second pick? And I know that they have lottery there. It's different rules. But my point is, sometimes tanking is absolutely worth
it. Tanking is the plan at times.
Right.
Listen, that's a different scenario. The last game, it's one game. But when you're talking about a season-long tank, I'm out.
The Jets are a season-long tank. The Jets are doing it right now.
Game,
understood, but what if they are?
I know. I'm anti it.
What if they are 3-12.
And you've got one game
the
to lose?
The last game, and yeah, Cleveland's
sure.
also
yes.
3-12.
I'm fine with a one-game tank.
Of course.
That's a totally different idea than a half-season-long.
Well, he's not saying to tank against the Rams. He's saying
On the screen, it said if you're 1-4, should you start tanking?
No, he's asking if you're rooting for that. He's asking...
Right, would I root for
are
that?
Are you rooting
no.
for them to lose?
Of course
not
rooting
no.
for it. But if you're 1-4 or 1-5, then... You should go into full tank mode.
Yeah.
You should.
There's no way the Redskins players and coaches aren't going to do it.
If you're 1-5, the hull is taking on serious water.
Right.
And the ship is sinking.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
So what's the point of going?
And I bet you a lot of fans would root for that if they were 1-5. Yeah.
Right.
Players aren't going to do it.
Because you get a better pick at the end.
Players are trying to keep jobs.
If you get a better pick at the end.
But fans don't care about that.
If you get a franchise-changing quarterback, because you tank and you make multiple deep playoff runs, tanking is worth it. The tanking works. Embrace the tank.
Well, if you could guarantee Sam Darnold's going to be the LeBron James of the NFL for the next 10 years,
it's always a gamble. It's a calculated risk.
Although Trent Dilfer thinks he's going to be special. He had him in his
Elite 11.
Elite 11.
You know who's looked pretty special? And there were big-time question marks about him heading into the season. Josh Rosen. I would be willing to cast my lot with him.
I love that show, by the way.
Well, let's see.
I think it's come back.
Let's see how he transitions when he's going against men.
That's true.
Let's see.
I mean, last week he played Hawaii.
Correct.
I don't think a ton of guys going pros.
He played a bad A&M defense, and he played Hawaii.
That's true. Phone number's 800-636-1067. We'll continue to take your calls on an open line Thursday, and we'll hit the skins next. What are the Redskins going to do at wide receiver with Josh Doctson banged up once again?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.